Blog Talk Radio.
From the D15 studios, you're listening to episode 5 of This Happy Place podcast.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hello and welcome to episode 5 of This Happy Place podcast. As always, I am your host, Chad, joined as always by my beautiful co-host, Tiffany.
Hi, I'm so glad you guys are tuning in today.
And we will be here with you for the next 30 minutes talking best and worst Disney character dining experiences at the Walt Disney World Resort. But as always, please go over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thishappyplace. Click that little like button, because over there you'll get all of the breaking news in the world of Disney, whether it be Disneyland, Walt Disney World, Disney movies, Disney TV, you name it, you'll see it over there. Also, go over to our Twitter page. It is at This Happy Place. And you'll, of course, over there you also get the breaking news in the world of Disney, as well as anything that's going on with the show. Also, on our YouTube page, just search This Happy Place in YouTube, and you will find all kinds of videos, because they're all up now. Because you'll have the Disney Dream videos, you'll have some resort videos. We also have a full ride-through of the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train that just went up. So you'll find all kinds of neat videos over there on YouTube. Just search This Happy Place. But we need to get right into the news this week, because there is a little breaking news concerning some holidays. But let's get right into the news. Over to you, Tiffany.
I know it's only 2015, but for all you cruise lovers, Disney Cruise Line has released 2017 itineraries. Disney Cruise Line has released their Caribbean and Bahama itineraries for 2017. The four cruise ships will continue sailing to Port Canaveral and Miami, as well as San Juan, Puerto Rico, and Galveston, Texas. Sailing from Port Canaveral will be the Disney Fantasy, Disney Dream, and the Disney Wonder. The Disney Fantasy will offer 7-night sailings to the Eastern and Western Caribbean. Now you said you were taking me on one of these cruises, right?
No.
He just doesn't know it yet. The Disney Dream and Disney Wonder will handle the popular 3- and 4-night cruises to the Bahamas with stops at Nassau and Castaway Key. The Disney Magic will continue to sail from Miami, embarking 3- and 4-night and 5-night sailings to the Bahamas, along with several 5-night Western Caribbean sailings. Now, that's your favorite, right, Chad? The Western Caribbean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The Disney Magic will also call San Juan its home for the month of April and 4 7-night Southern Caribbean sailings. The Disney Wonder will sail from Galveston in January with two 7-night Bahama cruises. Itineraries for the rest of 2017 will be released at a later date.
Sounds good. It's never too early to...
So make your plans. We'll make our plans.
Yes.
I'm making our plans.
Never too early to book a Disney cruise. Now, I know we're also only in the month of October, but Disney World has announced their New Year's Eve events that are going on. Magic Kingdom will be having Fantasy in the Sky at 11:50 p.m. on New Year's Eve. Tomorrowland Terrace will also be hosting a New Year's Eve fireworks dessert party. You can book that up to 2 weeks in advance, and you can book that at 407 WDW Dine. Hollywood Studios will be having their fireworks at 12 a.m. Eastern Time, so right as the New Year's hits. And Epcot will be having illuminations at 6 and 11:40 p.m. with special countdown and fireworks following the 11:40 illuminations. So I know it's never too early, because those New Year's Eve plans always book quickly, and it's always a busy night at the Disney theme parks.
Thanksgiving is coming up. What a better way to celebrate than at Walt Disney World? You know, you have all the decorations, the theming, and they're even serving Thanksgiving dinner. So the locations that will be serving Thanksgiving dinner for the Magic Kingdom are Liberty Tree Tavern. It will be serving lunch and dinner, a family-style dinner. Epcot, you have Royal Banquet Hall at the Norway Pavilion, lunch and dinner. Beer Garden, lunch and dinner. Coral Reef, lunch and dinner. La Cellier, lunch and dinner. Restaurant in Marrakesh, lunch and dinner. Rose and Crown Pub and Dining Hall, lunch and dinner. Sunshine Seasons, they'll be actually be serving the Thanksgiving menu all day long. Via Napoli, lunch and dinner. Disney Hollywood Studios will be serving Thanksgiving at the 50s Primetime Cafe. Hollywood and Vine, lunch and dinner. Hollywood Brown Derby. Disney's Animal Kingdom, you'll have the Tusker House, lunch and dinner buffet style. Downtown Disney, Raglan Road. And let's see. Also, actually, it's Disney Springs now.
Yes.
Let me serve corrected.
That's true.
Fulton's Crab House, Planet Hollywood, Portobello, and Wolfgang Puck Cafe.
So even though we're still in the month of October, the holidays are fast approaching, so you'll need to make those plans as soon as possible. I'm sure you can, again, call 407-WDW-DINE and get all the information on Thanksgiving and, of course, New Year's. But let's get right over to this week's shopping segment with Tiffany.
All right. All you Disney fans, you know travel. What better way to travel than with Disney luggage? So I found a few places to get some really good Disney luggage. Now, from what I found, it seems like American Tourister, for the most part, is, along with Hayes, is the one who produces a lot of Disney luggage. Now, Star Wars is becoming really popular. You can get your 28 spinner for only $146.99 at ebags.com. Ebags.com has a lot of very popular Disney luggage bags with many designs. You can pretty much find backpacks. You can find the small 18-inch hard cases, rolling suitcases, so you can really find anything. Also, Walmart has a lot of options as well for the 18-inch and backpacks. So you can probably find, you can find the Disney Mouse 18-inch hard case rolling suitcase, of course, American Tourister, $39.94. at Walmart. So just, I would start with Walmart, and then of course eBags seems to have a lot of the larger rolling suitcases, spinners, if you want to find those.
All right, sounds good. Of course, that means we have to get right into this week's topic, which is best and worst character dining. Now, there's a lot of different options, of course, at the Walt Disney World Resort. You can eat with the characters inside the resorts. You can eat with the characters inside the parks. So let's start inside the parks. We're going to start at Cinderella's Royal Table. It is, of course, at the Magic Kingdom inside Cinderella's Castle, and I would highly recommend that you get reservations to this one because it will book up months in advance. The hours are kind of varies. It is 8:05 until basically it says varies because it can go any time until the park closes. So it all depends when what the hours of the Magic Kingdom is. Now, joining Cinderella at all three of the meals will be her Disney princess friends. So if you have a little one that loves Disney princesses, this will be one of the highlights that you definitely will not want to miss. The price also includes a photo package. Of course, a souvenir picture will be taken of you and your party inside the restaurant lobby. Full payment for this one is required when booking these meals. Breakfast starts at $45 per adult, $30 per child. Lunch starts $49 per adult, $31 per child. Dinner starts $55 per adult and $34 per child. And a 24-hour cancellation policy is in effect for this particular character dining. Now, the next one that we're going to cover is basically the Garden Grill over at Epcot. Now, this is another popular one that's kind of adding some new things here in the future. This is, of course, at Epcot's Future World inside the Land Pavilion. Again, reservations for this one is not probably going to be as highly on the touted list as Cinderella's Castle, but it is still suggested. Now, right now, it is 4:30 p.m. until basically depending on the hours of Epcot. Now, this will change here in the near future because the character breakfast, including Chip and Dale, and lunch will be beginning November the 8th. Of this year, and it, of course, will feature as well Chip and Dale and all of their friends. Breakfast is served in an all-you-can-eat family-style buffet. Lunch will be served in a buffet with what they serve normally in their dinner menu. This restaurant's located at the top level of the Land Pavilion. So when you go into the Land Pavilion, you're going to want to stay there at the top. And also, the neat thing about this one, Tiffany, is while dining during this venue, the restaurant will rotate, giving you a constantly changing image of the Living with the Land ride. So it's kind of neat because no matter how long you eat, it's going to change your view. So
I like that.
So it's kind of something different, you know, something I like.
Be something different.
Yeah, you kind of get like a different view the whole time. I know I went there once a long time ago with my parents, and it's kind of neat because, like I said, you get a different view every few minutes. So you're kind of looking at whatever it is. And the food's not bad. So not all bad. We're going to go over to Hollywood Studios for the next one. It is Hollywood and Vine. Now, this one's going to be for the little ones. So I know our little one would enjoy something like this because this is from 8 a.m. until, again, depending on the park hours, it varies. Again, it probably is suggested for reservations, but Sophia the First and Doc McStuffins have replaced Agent Oso and the Little Einsteins at this restaurant for the character breakfast and lunch. And in this character and breakfast lunch, it's going to feature Sophia the First and Jake from Disney Junior's Jake and the Neverland Pirates. Breakfast will be from 8 a.m. to 11:20 a.m., lunch from 11:40 a.m. to 2:25 p.m., and the dinner buffet in that restaurant begins at 3:30 p.m., but this does not include character appearances, so it's only for breakfast and lunch. But the dinner buffet, something I did want to add, is it is available in the Fantasmic dinner package, so I know that's a lot of kind of a popular thing, so you can get some seating to Fantasmic. So that will be offered as well. And the final one for inside the parks that we're going to cover today is the Disney Tusker House restaurant over at Animal Kingdom, because in the morning it is Donald's Safari Breakfast. And in addition to the character lunch that will be featured as well as this breakfast, characters will be Donald, Daisy, plus many others, you know, kind of subject to change kind of a thing. But buffet lunch and dinner is served featuring carved meats, stews, salads with an African twist, and a kids buffet. And kids characters will also appear at the dinner. So that is something different. They have all day dining over there at Animal Kingdom inside the Tusker House.
Now, it looks like an interesting restaurant, too.
Yes.
I definitely want to check it out next time we
go. Next time we go, we have to check that one out. Any favorites or non-favorites that are inside the parks? Obviously, I guess it's going to kind of depend on your age of your child. They have princesses over at Cinderella's Castle. If you have a little one that's into princesses, they have basically kind of – the thing I like about the ones that are offered inside the parks is there's one, I think, for every age group and whatever they're interested in. You have the main characters in some of them. You know, you have Chip and Dale over at Epcot. You have Donald over at the Tusker House in Animal Kingdom. Then at Hollywood Studios, you have, for the little kids, Disney Junior characters with Sophia the First and Doc McStuffins and Jake and the Neverland Pirates. And then over, you go over to Cinderella's Palace or Cinderella's Castle and eat inside there and you get all the princesses. So they're kind of hitting every single thing for every child. So, I mean, I guess it's kind of best and worst. I guess it kind of depends. The food, the food is what it is at these character dinings. You're getting it mostly for the experience for your children, but I mean, any of them that you would want to eat at?
A Tusker House, for sure.
Okay, so the Tusker House is a must hit for our next.
That's right.
Our next one, okay.
Putting it on the list.
Write that one down, Chad. So over at the resorts, there's so many different ones to go over. We'll start here at the Wonderland Tea Party, which is over at the Grand Floridian at the 1900 Park Fair. Now, reservations for this one is required because it's only for an hour a day, from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., and this is kind of a pint-sized tea party, ranging basically for your guests from 3 to 10 years of age. And they're going to hear stories and be entertained by some of the Disney characters a part of this tea party. There is a maximum of 25 children. Now, if you're going to pay for 25 children of these, that's a lot. So, but, I mean, I think the whole thing is for 25 children. So that's why they say that, you know, you have to make some reservations early.
Maybe that's someone could just book up all 25 slots with a birthday party.
That would be an expensive birthday party. But Mad Hatter and Alice usually will be in this. But however, that, like always, is subject to change. Parents are welcome to stay and observe the fun. But it is the Grand Floridian, after all. So go book a spa treatment, do some little shopping, and get away from the kids for an hour and enjoy yourself a little bit. That's what I suggest. Also at the 1900 Park Fair inside the Grand Floridian is another character meal. It is from 8 a.m. to 8:20 p.m. There's two character meals offered. The Super Califragilistic Breakfast is hosted by, of course, Mary Poppins. Alice in Wonderland will be there as well, and the Mad Hatter and some more friends. And then in the evening, it'll be Cinderella's Happily Ever After Dinner. It's, of course, hosted by Cinderella herself, Prince Charming, Lady Tremaine, Anastasia, and Drusilla will be appearing in this one. So again, kind of offered to the princess side here at the Grand Floridian. But from what I hear, I've never done it. But from what I hear, it is an entertaining time. So
okay.
The other one, Garden Grove over at the Swan. Now, this one's one that a lot of people know about because the Swan and Dolphin, a lot of people generally go there unless you're staying there. But you'll experience the American cuisine at Garden Grove for breakfast. Disney character dining at will be nightly, and then they'll also be there for breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays only. So if you're staying at the Swan, want to visit the Swan, Disney character dining will be available at dinner and also on Saturday and Sunday for breakfast, and characters are subject to change. Now, one of the more popular ones that it seems like it's picking up a lot is Mickey's Backyard Barbecue. Now, this is one I think you'd be interested in.
I would like this one as well.
Okay. This is over at the Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground, out the outdoor pavilion at Disney's Fort Wilderness. Again, suggested. And it's only on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturday, and at 6:30 and 9:30 p.m. And this will be a seasonal offering, obviously, because it's outside, for that takes place at the outdoor pavilion at the Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. It'll include entertainment by a live country band, line dancing, and character appearances. Now, again, because I said seasonal, it is only offered from March until December because it is outdoors, and payment is need to be made right when you order the tickets for this. But I've seen videos of this on YouTube, and it seems to be very entertaining. So this is something that I definitely want, is on my must-to-do list in the near future.
It's like going to a big family barbecue.
I think that's the feel that they're trying to go for with this. And it's like a kind of, you can basically eat as much as you want, and it's all outside, and there's dancing. And I've seen videos, and like I said, if you haven't checked it out, go check out. Just search it on YouTube, and there's a lot out there for you. Now, one that I have done is the Ohana's Breakfast featuring Lilo and Stitch. This is over, of course, inside the Polynesian at Ohana's. This is from 7:30 in the morning to 11 a.m., and this is one of the more popular ones. Your meal is all you care to eat, and it's served family style. So they bring it all to your table in different bowls, and then if you want more, they'll bring you more. So you can't go wrong there. But if the characters that are featured are Lilo and Stitch and Mickey and Pluto, and I know they do some dancing around with the kids and enjoy it, so something that's more entertaining. And, of course, you can hit that right before you hit the parks over across the Bay Lake, so can't go wrong with that because you can hit it right there in the morning. Now, the other one is the Cape May Cafe. This is over at the Beach Club, and it is from 7:30 in the morning till 9:30 at night. The Beach Club Buffet character breakfast, and I think this is, the dinner, like I figured, is not a character meal, but the breakfast is, and it'll feature Minnie, Goofy, and Donald. Reservations for this is suggested, but not a must you have to have. And, of course, the final one we have at the resorts is probably the most popular one at resorts, and that is Chef Mickey's Buffet over at the Contemporary. Breakfast is from 7 to 11:30 a.m. They have brunch from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and dinner from 5 until 9:30 p.m. And this is on the fourth floor concourse of the Contemporary Resort. This character meal is one of the, like I said, more popular ones. Mickey and friends will be there. He's your host. In addition to Mickey, you might see, depending, of course, subject to change, Minnie, Goofy, Pluto, and Donald. So basically the Fab Five will be there for this one. And I think, in my opinion, that is why it's one of the more popular ones, because if you don't want to wait in line for the characters, you can do it while you're eating. They come to your table, they meet you, they sing, they dance. They do it all.
I think that's a great way to meet the characters and avoid some of the lines and wasting park time.
And I know this isn't one that's going on now, but I got a feeling when the Norway Pavilion is done with the new Frozen attraction and everything, we might see a Anna and Elsa breakfast character dining.
Oh, you have You have that gut feeling,
I haven't heard anything. So heard anything but the matter of time, because these lines for to meet Anna and Elsa are just ridiculous. Maybe they might do Olaf. I don't know.
Why wouldn't you do a character breakfast?
I'm surprised they haven't already, that, to be honest.
What about
with
Olaf?
You.
People want to meet Olaf, too.
Yeah, I mean.
He kind of stays a little hidden.
Yeah, you don't see him very much. The only time we've ever seen him out doing meet and greets was when we were on Castaway Key here recently. So
yeah, and it wasn't really announced either.
Yeah, and I haven't seen him in the parks at all. So, but yeah, just to let you know.
They
I
don't
think
want him to melt.
That's it.
It's too hot, a little hot.
Yes. But, yeah, so any of those at the resorts that interest you?
I think Chef Mickey's, obviously, that would be good.
Okay. I think that's probably the one. And it's kind of nice because they have them at so many different resorts. They have them, you can basically go, if you're not staying at them, you can go hit them because they're not that far away. You know, there's so many different options with character dining nowadays that if one fills up and your child has to go see this character, there's a chance to maybe go see them somewhere else in the attractions. Because, you know, the characters make their rounds.
The one that kind of stands out to me, the Swan. You said it has American cuisine.
Yes, and that's one of those that's like they have it every night for dinner, but only on the weekends for breakfast, the character dining. But the characters for that one is so subject to change from what I hear that you never really know what you're going to get. But I don't know. Maybe the food's the best there. I don't know. But it's kind of, you know, probably sausage eggs. But the Chef Mickey's, again, is like that as well. You have, you know, basically your Mickey waffles and Mickey pancakes and you name it, they got it over there. But, I mean, if you're going to these character breakfasts for the food, don't. That would be my recommendation. Don't go for the food. Go for the characters' experiences because the food is the food. That's probably the worst thing I would say about any of these character breakfasts is the food's not going to be that great.
But you won't go hungry.
You definitely will not go hungry. Yeah, I mean, okay, let's put it this way.
There's lots of options.
It's not bad enough to where I'm going to be like, oh, God, I can't eat it. But it's not going to be like, man, that was the best meal I ever had either.
Best breakfast or whatever.
No.
Lunch, yeah.
Like, it's not going to be Le Cellier and steak and the cheddar cheese soup or Via Napoli over at Epcot. Epcot seems to have the best now. I'm thinking about it. Man, I'm getting hungry. But, yeah, no, I wouldn't go for the food. If this is kind of a thing you want to do, to meet the characters, enjoy yourself, because it is going to be a good time. It will be a good time, but, yeah, I don't know. Now, we did ask you guys out on Twitter, what is your best and worst character experiences? We did want to read some here on the air, so let's get right into them. Sarah over at, you can follow her on Twitter at Main Street North. She had put the Crystal Palace. I put an exclamation point. She has, like, good food, great characters. Okay, yeah. And if you make an early reservation, you can get into Magic Kingdom before it opens. Yes, that is something that we didn't cover, but you can get in, you know, if you're into the Magic Kingdom over at Crystal Palace, you got one reservation before it opens, they'll let you in. You go through a special entrance. You can go in. You can get some good pictures on Main Street before of you and your family.
That's a great idea.
So thank you, Sarah, for that one.
Sarah, we may have to borrow that one.
But that's a great thing. You know, a lot of people don't know about, maybe. But, yeah, you can go out there and you can get your picture taken on Main Street.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. We might
put that on the list.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Now I got another one on my list. also at Meg Veg, MEGVEG over at Twitter, his favorite is, or her favorite for that matter, I don't know, favorite is Ohana because of Stitch. There must be big Stitch fans. And the least favorite is Tate May because of the boring food and basic characters. Like I said about the food, it's kind of hit and miss. But yes, thank you, Meg Veg, for that one. Also, at Captain Alex 8, the best is the Tusker House. Because the food
Tusker.
Is exceptional.
All right.
So, hey, there you go. Food is
Tusker
exceptional.
House.
And the worst is the Crystal Palace. Now, that was funny because we got that at the best. Not bad by any stretch, but nothing special, Captain Alex 8 said. And I can understand that. You know, it's funny because when we asked this question, a lot of the people that said the worst things, other people said it was the best things. And other people said it was the best things. Other people said it was the worst things. So that's what's kind of funny about throwing this out there. And that's what I think Disney's trying to hit is there's so many different options that everybody can find something that they like.
But I like feedback because then you get to understand what they liked, why they didn't like it, and mm-hmm. based on, you know, yourself, that way, you know, what you might like or what you can make the best decision on mm-hmm. what you
And we did get a lot of responses, but we will read one more. It is at Lyle_Courtney. Best chef is Chef Mickey's for breakfast, and then the worst is the Garden Grill in the Land Pavilion. And, again, maybe that might change when they offer breakfast and lunch over at the Land Pavilion over at Garden Grill, but I don't know. But thank you to everybody that sent. We couldn't read them all on the air, but thank you to everybody for sending your Twitter responses. And, of course, we will ask questions over on our Twitter at This Happy Place and on our Facebook page at facebook.com/This Happy Place in the future, and maybe we will read yours on the air next. But anything you want to add before we go, Tiffany?
I can't think of anything right now, but we're definitely going to hit Tusker.
Yes, we will hit Tusker in the future. Again, to everybody who doesn't know, I will be heading down to Covers Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party on November the 13th. So keep an eye out for that over on our Periscope at This Happy Place. We'll be doing tons of Periscoping that week to basically go over everything that's going on down there at the Walt Disney World Resort. We'll be taking tons of video for our YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe over to our YouTube channel. Just search This Happy Place on YouTube, and we'll be tweeting. We'll be doing it all that week. I'll be a busy person that come that week when I'm covering all of that, but I can't wait. It should be exciting. We're going to bring you all the news over here first concerning that Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. We're going to go to all the events, you know, basically go cover everything. You're going to be bombarded with information, hopefully information that you are looking for when it comes to that. If there's anything you are wanting to see, please let us know over on Twitter or on Facebook, and I will make sure to get that information for you if I don't have it already.
If you have any show topics or ideas, let us know that as well.
Always. We're always open to topics. I want to thank everybody that's listened so far to the podcast. You know, we're just starting out, and I can't thank you guys enough for listening. And please share with your friends if you are enjoying it. Any feedback, negative, positive, I'll be more than happy to accept it. We're very open, and we're doing this for not only ourselves because we enjoy Disney, but also for you guys to hopefully bring a little Disney magic into your home every week.
We appreciate our loyal listeners.
Yes, we do. So, again, thank you guys as always for listening. And we will talk to you guys next week when we start our Disney Spring Series. It's going to be a 3-part series. We're going to start first with things to do over at Disney Springs. We're going to go into another week of, then we'll go into shopping. Another week we'll go into restaurants at Disney Springs. So we're going to hit everything Disney Springs. We thought now is a good time with the name change to go hit everything Disney Springs. So you're not going to want to miss any of those episodes because it'll be different every week when we talk a different thing about Disney Springs. Anything else?
I think you covered it.
All right. Well, we will talk to you guys next Sunday, 12 p.m. Eastern time, or anytime on demand, no matter what time you're listening. We thank you. Until next time, so long,
everybody.